listener production.
Activate your internet, because the Hamish and Andy podcast starts in 3, 2. Sorry, still buffering. 1.
Ahoy to you, Ham.
Ahoy, sir.
Ahoy to you, Jacko.
Ahoy.
Ahoy to everybody. Back in the studio.
We are, aren't we?
We are back at HQ. Nice to be back here.
Very nice, Ando. I mean, it is and it isn't. Mm. Obviously, we'll miss the golf sim.
Jack isn't wearing a glove.
Not wearing a glove. Yeah.
Did you bring it?
No, I didn't.
Well, did you get used to
I didn't like having it because I couldn't use the trackpad on my laptop as well.
Sure.
Yeah, fair enough.
Lost touch with the common trackpad.
I'm also ahoy
to... I miss being on the fairway though, Ando. I miss having you over in the rough down near the screen.
We also ahoy to Mitch from Hong Kong.
Well done, Mitch.
Ahoy, boys. It's Mitch from Hong Kong here. I'm about to start a 50-kilometre hike along the Hong Kong Trail. Just want to give Andy a quick update on the Hang Seng. It's up 67 points today.
You'd be happy
with
that.
So no need for those cigarettes. And hey, found a great place for you to camp up here. Look it up. It's called the W. Looking forward to your Chinese New Year big start, assuming there'll be a lion dance involved. Obviously, Jack will be on the drums and will be supported by the distressed tambourine players. Want to say to keep up the gusto and a big shout out to the Web Geezer Jazz for creating such an easy form to upload this audio.
Lovely.
A lot of stuff to unpack there, isn't it? Yeah. We do always appreciate our gusto being recognised.
Yes.
It's one of the key...
And gusto.
Gusto. Save some for later. Save some gusto for later, guys. A 50-kilometre hike. That's impressive. Mm. Certainly won't be the most difficult thing he does that day if he's already uploaded the audio file. More of a cool down. You'd think a 50-kilometre hike after you've battled the form to get the audio up.
I think people have really used the time to learn the system once you get to know it.
Sure.
Very user-friendly.
And that's a lot of people are like, you know, I'm going to learn a language. I'm going to use that lockdown time to learn a language. Of course, you know, it'd be lovely to come out of lockdown for a lot of people around the world knowing how to upload a guide. It's an impossible task. Mm. You could certainly make steps to learn it, but you would need perhaps 10 years of lockdown to fully understand the system.
Haim, to kick today off,
what
I had
got?
A question for both of you.
Yeah.
How long do you reckon is the time period that a phone company waits before handing off a number again? So if someone changes their phone number, does the next day, if Daryl walks in, can he get that?
I reckon they'd wait a few years because you got to flush out the wrong numbers.
And where does it go to the bottom of their list? Like,
and do they ever retire a number? Like basketball clubs are like,
yeah, exactly.
Did Don Bradman's phone number get retired out of respect?
Pizza Hut would throw
131 number 6 has been retired for sure.
If Pizza Hut ever closed down,
I mean that's probably still open. Yeah.
If it ever closed down, they'd have to retire that number
out of respect. It'd get raised to the top of the Telstra building.
Haim, that's why we don't know these answer these questions, but that's why I've got Steve Carey, who's the general manager of media at Telstra Corporate Affairs, to join us today. Steve, are you there?
I am indeed. G'day, Andy. G'day, Hamish.
Steve, I'm very interested in this. This is, I mean, sub question too. I've got something else I actually I've been thinking about lately. I didn't know Andy was going to get you up today, but I'm not going to waste my opportunity to talk to you.
Don't waste your Steve time.
Firstly, let's deal with Ando's question. I think it's a good one. Mm. I changed my mobile phone number, for instance, you know, probably 10, 12 years ago.
Yep.
Would that be back in circulation now?
It certainly would. We normally quarantine numbers. So if you hand your number back or you decide to change your number, that old number that you've given back, that'll be quarantined for about 6 months.
Yeah.
And then from that six-month period, after that six-month period, I should say, that will come back into circulation so someone else can pick that number up after 6 months.
And where does it sit on the list? Like, is it coming in at the bottom as offering or is it right at the top?
No, it just sits in the mix of numbers. So to give you an example, at any one time at Telstra, we've got around 680,000 numbers that are available for customers if they wish to come in and grab a mobile number.
Yep.
And so you really in store.
You're dreading that bulk order of 700,000 new phones, aren't you?
Yeah,
I mean, it'd be good for sales.
Banking on it.
It'd be good for sales, but how are we going to do about those last numbers?
The last 20,000 miss out.
Okay. Well, that is
all right. Here's my other question. Sure. I recently, you know, I had a mate going, oh, let me give you my work number as well, like if you want to call me at work. And it's a mobile, but it was, you know, let's just say it ended in like, you know, 838, 838 or something. And I was like, oh, good number. And he goes, yeah, paid more to get a premium number, which I didn't know you could do. You can pay more to get a catchier mobile number.
Yeah, there are. You can request different numbers. And then there's also certain clusters of numbers are owned by different organisations as well. So obviously we as Telstra pay for numbers that we hold.
Yep.
Other telcos pay for numbers that they hold. But then people will hang out for certain prefixes. Like you might want to go for, you know, if we're in the 0412 numbers as an example, you might want to get 0412345678 as a number. Very so nice. The person that owns that number, I actually know who that person is.
That's like the person you see driving around in the Bentley with like just the number plate just says 8.
Well, it is. It, I mean, that's
what's his name, Ando?
Comparison. Those vanity numbers are like the number plates that you see on certain cars. People will wait to get the right one.
So let me ask you this. What if, and who would ever do this, but say that person that bought that 1234567 8 number, what if they handed it back? Would that sit in the pool for 6 months? I mean, you'd sell that on.
Or it goes to the premium pack.
There's such big money in that number. You couldn't sit on that, could you?
I understand it would go back into the general pool. I would assume that is the fact.
So
it
you may could well get a used vanity. A used vanity number.
Used
you
vanity.
Could just, by sheer luck, you could get 888888.
You can barely tell the difference, though, mate, once you've got it. It's they polish them right up, I promise you. That's very exciting. Steve, that's all we wanted to ask, to be honest.
And Steve, would you say if someone had a vanity phone number, they'd lost touch with the common man, or that they are just... it's, you know,
they just take
it's
care.
They
pride themselves or take pride in the appearance.
They're treating themselves.
I think they would take pride in it. And secondly, it's actually a very simple thing to remember if you can get a rolling prefix on your numbers that actually rolls simply off the tongue. But as you guys would know, as I do, once you've got a number, generally speaking, you tend to hang on to it because not necessarily stockpile them. It's much easier to recall. Much easier to recall that number and share it with people, you don't run the risk of people calling you from years ago on different numbers.
Exactly. We all remember a few months ago, you know, when coronavirus hit, people rushing to Telstra stores and stripping the shelves of all the numbers, and now they look like idiots for stockpiling 100 numbers.
Steve, thank you for joining us, mate. Really appreciate
it. Not a problem. Thanks,
cheers, mate.
Boys.
Take care. Haim, it launches my new segment.
Oh, we've been tricked.
that was a preamble to my new segment.
That was a deliberate conversation. What's the new segment?
Where we may from time to time have celebrities on and we call phone number heaven and we see how it's going. I've done an opener. Realised that Eric Clapton's a bit slow, so we'll probably jazz it up for next time we do it. But bear with me for this.
I wonder who it will be when we call phone number heaven. Will it be a he or a she in phone number heaven?
Go get a drink if you want, Jack.
Are they receiving all of your old boutique calls? We'll find out when we die. Phone number heaven.
Nearly there, guys.
Haim, this is...
Should we do mine? Do my old phone number?
I'd like to pass the piece of paper to you. This is... I think I remembered it correctly.
Yeah.
But I couldn't find it on my computer.
He's got it. This is the phone number I had at uni.
Yes. So I thought we could tick it off with your old phone number to see who's got it and find out whether anyone's contacted you and see whether they need to pass on any messages.
This, from memory, it was because at the time, this was about, I reckon, 12 years ago, maybe 10, 12 years ago. At the time, it had got into a high school.
Yes.
And I just was like, okay.
And you were shoring things up with your wife, so it's good just to flush out a new number.
Oh, yeah. And it might have been just before I met Zoe.
Really?
Yeah, but it was a particular high school. I mean, the class has grown up now, so I won't name and shame them, but it was a Melbourne high school.
Yeah.
And it just
they got the number.
And I went, look, fair play. It's spread. It's obviously written down somewhere. But just so I can go about my day. Just so I can go about my day. I just cut this line off.
Well, let's see if this person who's picked it up, whether they've got calls from the high school.
Mobile service you have called has incoming call restrictions. Please try again later.
Maybe that's...
We're sorry your call cannot be completed at this time.
We get it.
Please hang up and try your call again later.
It's still in the mix. Maybe someone got it and they handed it back.
So maybe, do you reckon that's, it's still untaken? Is that what we're taking from that?
I reckon someone, maybe, here's what I reckon's have got, someone, they've gone, here, have this nice new number. Yeah. And someone's gone, great. And then they've got wall-to-wall calls from a high school and they've given it back and the phone company's taken it out the back and just chucked it in the bin.
I thought this one could have been a short segment if we couldn't get the call through. But maybe if we've ever got future guests on,
and it's a great service we could run.
And they've run a number, we could try it again.
Let's. How about this? Why don't we find people that our listeners would be interested in hearing what's happened to their odd number?
Great.
So if you'd like to request someone,
yep,
then we'll try and hunt them down to play phone number heaven with them. So if someone's like, I'd love Eric Banner to do a investigation.
Great.
We'll do that. And do you remember about a month ago you sent me a message going, gee, you know, of course, you know, lockdown, tough time for a lot of people around the world. You're like, gee, saving money though, not going out.
Yeah. I said, gee, I'm saving so much money. And you said, really? Because my online shopping, and that's when I realized, very different players. We're very different.
For impulse buyers, who are stuck at home getting bombarded by ads that have the smartest algorithms in the world figuring out what you will fall for, I was a weak and vulnerable animal. Yes. I was flipped over onto my back, a turtle on his back, and the sharp beak of the internet was just pecking mercilessly at my soft belly,
and
pecking money from me.
And the point I was making to you was,
you're a turtle on his front, tucked in, waiting it out.
I realized that buying a beer at the pub costs a lot more than if you buy just a slab.
Yeah.
And so, and I haven't really been drinking all that much anyway, but not going out.
Yeah, it's not going out. It's the social aspect. Now, I am sure you save money there.
Yeah.
But then you
as an impulse buyer were open up.
Because they've just got me. I mean, they've
fish
got
in
me.
Fish in a barrel. You're in the barrel.
And they lure me in. And as you know, standard stuff, like I bought the world's most powerful torch again and things like that. Like I've bought that three times now. But I, amongst other things, you'd be proud of me actually, this morning I resisted heavily buying a copper sphere. I mean, this is where, because a lot of these are Instagram ads, they've just got me, man.
Because
they just use the language to lure me.
I wish I got an alert.
I should set that up. I've started saving. I've got a list. I'll bring it in next show. List of stuff.
I've been dying to find out.
That I at the moment have resisted. But the way I keep my list is I save the Instagram post. So then I go in to laugh at my list. But as I go in thinking I'm going to laugh at it. But then when I'm in there, I start going, actually, that is a good, I would like to own that. This morning with the sphere. So this is not what I want to talk about, but I'll just fill you in on the sphere anyway. Yeah. I don't know how much it costs. Mm-hmm. I haven't bought it. But it goes, it's almost like they made this ad as a joke to go, let's see if this guy will buy anything. Yeah. Like, let's see if this guy will fall for anything just because he will get sucked in by a shiny thing. It's like, you won't believe this copper sphere. 99.9% pure copper.
And what's it do?
It doesn't do it. I don't think it does. It goes like, you know, it's like, they're like a natural antibacterial. And in my head, I'm like, well, that is handy, actually.
Yeah,
you know, you don't have to spend money on hand sand.
Yeah, right. I
think it's like 2 kilograms. You can carry around essentially a small shot put to just wipe your hands and get rid of any germs that are on your hands. And they're like,
was it on Pete Evans' website?
It's got less features than his blender or whatever it was. They're like, you know, and it's mesmerizing. Its aesthetics are mesmerizing. Mm-hmm. And it does look beautiful.
Oh,
it's
I can imagine.
Pure copper sphere. So, haven't bought the sphere. What I did fall for about a month ago, maybe 6 weeks ago, around about the time, this was in my head when I texted back to you going, man, I'm getting hammered by impulse buyers here, was an LED hat.
Yep.
So it's a hat that has an inbuilt LED screen on the front. Jack wants one. He's thinking that's cool.
No, I'm nodding in like, that does sound like something you would buy.
Yeah.
And you look at the ad you know, people are programming and great fun stuff on the hat. And really, if you think about it long term, I mean, you and I...
Is it a flat screen or does it
curve slightly?
Oh, that's nice. Because otherwise you've just stuck in, you know.
Yes. No, it's not well made, but they've put thought into
okay,
it.
Good.
It's what you'd hope for. It's kind of like a trucker with it's all black and it has a black screen. And
is it a rolling thing?
You can program it according to the ad. There are different modes you can put the hat on.
Right.
And we have different, you know, I own a few different hats.
Yes.
And over time, that's going to add up, that expense. Now, you might pay a little bit more for this hat, but it can be any hat you want. You know, you could write Chicago Bulls on the hat and have that scrolling across. So now you've got a Chicago Bulls hat.
Wayne's World.
You write Wayne's World, variety discount stores. You could have that scrolling across your head. So it really could be any hat you want.
Yeah.
What's your favorite baseball team?
Yeah.
Okay, it could, you know, it could be the Cardinals. you can be a Cardinals guy now, but uh-oh, I'm going to the football weekend. Easy, reprogram it. Now it's a Carlton Blues hat. So it really is the Swiss Army hat of hats. And so that's the attraction, right?
You get the Swiss Army knife of hats.
No, it's a Swiss Army hat of hats, even better. So it comes, not surprising. I get excited.
Yep.
You look at the ad, it looks like quite a well put together organization.
Oh, no. It's already arrived, has it?
Oh, yeah. Came a few weeks ago. Here's the thing. Came with, and I think it's fair for me to say here, it was manufactured in China, and I believe the team that put it together, English is definitely not the first language that the instruction people wrote, because it's quite broken English, and the, you know, often in contraptions like this, it's the engineers that write the manual. So I also bought like a clock off online once. Similar thing. Like you can't understand. It's like they write it in scientific language. You can't understand
how to work it.
It's not written by a marketing person who's like, "Hey, man, you're gonna love this. This is easy. You just press this button."
Nice diagrams.
So it comes, you know, in this like crinkled wrapping. It's kind of squashed. It's got this very very thin paper, like two step thing that doesn't make any sense of what to do with it. It comes with a little USB cord because you got to plug your
okay.
It's got a USB mini
out
that you've got to plug into the hat that both charges it and programs the language. You then have to plug that into your computer, and then you have to download an app or a program that
to load
that's not user. You can even just tell by the screenshots it's not a user-friendly program.
Yeah.
So I went, okay, seems like a lot of admin. Mm. I'll put that aside. The few weeks have passed, and I've lost that scrap of paper. So now I have the hat and a USB mini, but no chance. I can't remember what it's called or what the program is that you need on your laptop to program your hat.
Mm.
Chapter 2 of this tale contains a twist. The people that sold me the hat are now defrauding my credit card. So as far as customer experience goes, it's really plummeting for me at the moment. I can't use the hat. And what they're doing is just putting through more orders of the hat.
Mm.
I would have reported them, except I'm
too embarrassed to say you purchased this hat in the first place.
I kind of want the new hats to arrive because they'll have the slip of paper.
But do you think?
I don't know. I don't so far they've put through, I've got the hat I bought.
Yep.
And that arrived, which had everything in it, but I lost the paper. Two more hats have been put through.
Yeah.
They haven't got there yet. At what stage? Coming. But I'm holding out hope.
Yeah.
I can't help but feel like at headquarters they're going, this guy, he's not cancelling his card. He must really love the hats. So at the moment I'm probably their biggest customer.
Hmm.
But if the slip of paper arrives, it will have been worth the fraud.
Gosh, I can't wait to check back in with this one.
Ando, we have had, I mean, we've had so many different types of special skill on the podcast.
Yep.
And they do fall into categories. I think I've got one here. I mean, this falls into the super sense category.
Mm-hmm.
You do know who I'm talking about, Connor.
Yep.
Came to my side of the fence. I said, should we do this? And he said, yes, I back this. I want to hear if this man can do it. It gave us both gave us both high eyebrows when we read this. Connor wrote in and said, I can successfully identify the type of drinkable liquid, so not petrol, being poured by sound alone. Water, coffee juice, soft drink, iced coffee, beer, whiskey, spirits, you name it.
Yep.
I can do it.
Now, normally this should be a fly-in type affair.
We would want him in person, but of course with social distancing, we thought, how do we do this? We can't do it over the phone.
No.
That's
too hard for
you. I mean, it's already, I think, a very, very hard skill to do, but to do it down the phone line, no good. So what we've done is we've recorded five liquids, numbered 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and just right now, sent Connor the audio file. He joins us now. Connor, ahoy.
Ahoy, boys.
Ahoy, Connor.
Connor, have you had a listen to the audio yet?
I got 4 out of 5 and then I got the phone call.
Oh, you listened to 4 out of 5.
Okay.
Sorry, we should point out we just sent them labelled 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Connor doesn't know what they are. Otherwise, there is no game.
Yeah.
Connor, first of all, we believe this to be a crazily hard skill.
Yeah.
That is correct. It is quite difficult. Years of experience, though. quite simple.
The effect, as people will hear it, and you'll hear it, Connor, is the liquid coming from its natural container.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't poured them out of something. Say if it came in a bottle, we didn't pour it into a jug or a glass.
It's not milk from a shoe or something. That would be hard.
But Connor, are you ready to jump into this?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
He finds it easy. Guess the liquid that is pouring.
Connor. One of your best, actually, Ham. Jeez, really enjoyed that one.
Oh, I didn't have to do that. Connor, just for you, I hope it's. We put the right amount of time and effort into that opener, and we're about to have our socks blown off here by your guessing skills.
So, are you close to a computer, Connor, so you can have a listen to number one now?
Yeah, give me 5 seconds.
Okay. Jack, do you want to fire off number one? Do we have it here?
Yep.
Okay, Connor, what do you reckon?
Number one, going to go with a good old juice, whether that be apple or orange.
We can tell you good old juice is not correct. I have it listed as water.
But it sounded like there was some effervescence at the end of it. Are you sure about it, Mike?
Mike, get in here.
It's water. Mike, get in.
Are you sure that wasn't sparkling water? Throwing a trick bowl in there.
Was it a bit of a
bubble at the end.
It did sound like there's a bubble at the end, Mike. Are you sure this list that I'm looking at here is correct?
Going to admit, guys, not sure why I've been brought in. I've had nothing to do with this one.
Oh,
what a surprise. Yeah,
Donald Trump at his best.
No one knows their beautiful, beautiful sounds and everyone agrees.
I did hear the fizz outside and I said, this sounds like there's fizz at the end of that.
Well, I mean, water does give that and we don't get our ears close enough to it.
Darcy did record these. I thought you had done it in conjunction with him. Sarah, are you telling us that this list is correct?
It's the correct. Yep.
All right. Okay. I mean, all we're doing here is just going, we heard a fizz. I'm going to strike that one from the record.
Okay.
There was enough confusion there on the judging team. We're getting assured that the rest of the list matches up. Okay. Number two, have a listen, Connor. We'll have a listen in here. Jeez. Recorded in high fidelity.
Connor?
Some good old soft drink, whether that be Coca-Cola.
I feel like I could have got that.
Yes.
And that was a giveaway.
I like your tactic here of A, calling it a good old. Every beverage is a good old. Yeah. And then you'll throw out a few examples hoping for the bonus of getting it correct, which you have.
Yeah.
Okay, you're correct there. Let's hear liquid number three.
Will that be a beer beverage of choice?
It's not. It is coffee. It's coffee.
Yeah.
What sort of coffee can I
have?
Makona. I don't know. I guess it's like from instant coffee. Well, it's not reacting with powdered coffee in the cup. I'd say maybe it's from like a filter plunger coffee.
Can't afford one of those, not on the wealthy side.
Sure. Top end of town drink for sure. But Andy assures me all of this was recorded in perfect high definition at his house.
I don't even drink coffee, so I'm out of my league here.
Cognac man only.
All right, another one for honour for Connor because I think
what's happened here is Das has recorded this in his studio with like an amazing microphone.
Yeah.
And we're hearing basically like a bee sneezing on the rim of the glass. Okay.
I don't know the list, so I'm going to, after Connor goes, I'm going
to. I'm going to go with, back to my first answer, being a juice.
That is incorrect. Ando.
It's come out of a bottle because you had to get it going and then
it sloshed and stopped and started.
So is it a Gordon's gin?
Pretty close. It was a vodka. Well done, Andy. Well, what'd you think of that guess, Connor, from Andy?
Good job, Andy. I know you can do it.
Okay, number five here. Scores are irrelevant at this stage, purely playing for honour. And I think we've now got the vibe of the microphone. Okay, here we go. Fire away, Jack and Connor, have a listen to number five.
Oh, boy.
Now it's serious.
Is that any wine beverage of choice?
A wine.
A wine beverage, often known as a wine. that is not a wine beverage of choice.
I heard something being put down right after it. So it seemed like a small container for me.
Zoom in, enhance. Andy working, coming to you live from Quantico as he now analyzes the noise. What do you think it was, Ando?
I guess... Oh, gosh, a juice.
No, that's my boy. It's a juice. A juice beverage of choice.
It came back to haunt me. A goddamn juice.
Andy finishing on 2 from 5, almost in coin territory. Connor with just the one. We got the Coca-Cola, which arguably a little bit of a softball. look, great skill, Connor, to have, should you have it, which you do not, but still a great man for joining us on the show. Thank you,
mate.
We'll
send you a token of no value, bud.
Thanks, boys.
Haim, we played this last week and thought we'd give it another go.
Yeah, it's not like it didn't work.
No, it worked
last week. I mean, it showed great merit. It showed great merit last week. And as they say in the aviation industry, if you invent a new plane, goes down the runway, takes off a bit, has a bit of a crash, has a bit of a bumpy landing, you get that plane straight back on the runway. You don't let that plane sit in a hangar because then it'll forget how to fly. So we're getting it back on the runway, Ando. We're going to play Pizza Lotto again.
Michael joins us to play. Ahoy to you, Michael.
Ahoy. How you doing, boys?
Michael, good luck today. You know how the game works, but essentially we are going to ring Pino. We're going to go with the same pizza store.
Yep.
Hopefully he's got a pizza in the oven. He won't tell us what pizza is in the oven. We have to guess.
We think Pino will be more across the game this week after last week's experiment. We simply will give you the options that Pino has at the restaurant, the menu, the available pizzas.
Yeah.
Based on that, you then go, yes, I think whatever pizza you think is in the oven, that's the next to be ready. Yep. Bearing in mind, there could be several pizzas in the oven.
Yeah.
It will be Pino's call as to which pizza is closest to completion. That's the fun of Pizza Lotto. If you win,
we could give you a coin, an H&A coin.
An H&A coin. I think you win the pizza.
And a pizza. Beautiful. We're going to send you a pizza. Whereabouts are you, Michael?
I'm in Sydney.
Great.
Well, this is it. Pino's pizza is in the mascot area.
Okay.
Might be a bit, yeah, good. Could be a bit cold, but that's fine.
Yeah, it's probably.
No such sense. We'll just have it tomorrow.
Yeah, true.
Okay, stand by, Michael. We've got to put you on hold while we call Pino now. Let's see if we can get him on the line.
Hello, it's Pino.
Pino! It's Hamish and Andy again. How are you?
Ooh.
Hamish and Andy.
Hey, how are you? All right.
Yeah, good. We were hoping that we might play Pizza Lotto again.
No worries, my friend.
Great. So remember the rules from last week. We've got a young man called Michael.
In fact, we'll just get him up now. Hold on.
Here we go. Pino, say hello to Michael.
Hey, Michael. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing, Pino?
Good.
Okay. Yes. So we all know how Pizza Lotto works now. Pino, the first thing we need to ask you is, without telling us what pizzas they are there some pizzas in the oven?
No pizza in the oven. It's passed in the stove.
Okay. Well, there hasn't been an order.
Playing, Mike.
Beautiful. That's an auto win for me.
No, win.
That's okay. Sometimes when you're watching Tats Lotto, there's no balls in the machine. No Lotto this week.
No money in the machine, yeah.
Hey, Pino, when is the rush period? When do you normally have pizzas in the machine? I know it's 1:45 now.
Yeah,
usually, but in the night, 6 o'clock in the night, too late, eh?
Yeah, too late for us. What about the lunch rush? Is there
lunch, it's more on Thursday and Friday,
Thursday, Friday, right.
We record the show earlier in the week. Okay, Pino, so it might be tough. We'll see if we'll try you again another week.
Okay.
And what do you reckon?
For a consolation prize, Michael, would you like to guess the pasta coming out of the oven?
On. Come on. Come on, Michael.
Standard spaghetti bolognese?
No, marinara.
Marinara! Oh, we still had the fun of the guests.
Oh, my God.
All right, Peter. So maybe we'll try after 12 o'clock 1 week.
Okay.
Heavy wrap up.
Bye.
Thank you for that, Pino. All right, Michael.
Like bad luck.
Very exciting there.
Consolation game
played and lost.
Are we going to send him a token of no value?
We'll send you a token of no value, Mike.
Yep, I'd love it.
sorry, no pizzas in the oven. Not a contingency we'd thought of.
That certainly happens. Well, we know what happens now in Pizza Lotto.
Thanks.
We didn't even play the music.
Hey, loyalty card update.
Let's hear it. How are we going?
We've got some problems. We've got some problems. Should we have some positive stuff before some of the
when
hurdles?
We start with positive for entree,
yep.
How big are the problems? Main course?
I think it's a buffet of problems.
Wow, so, the only buffet open at the moment.
Not to say that they're insurmountable. We'll get through these.
These are just teething problems for us.
Well, thank you to everybody who is registering their stores. You go to hamishandandy.com.
Is it just me? Because I haven't read every single store that has been registered. You scroll through. There's a lot. There's thousands. And you sort of scroll through the list and you click on a few random emails. Is there a disproportionately high amount of sex shops that you guys have noticed?
No.
Or is that just the lot you've
seen? I haven't seen a single one.
Haven't you?
No.
I've seen three.
Really?
So I just feel like if there's some sort of like online forum amongst, and it's not necessarily Sexyland either. I don't know if it's, but I think it's more like boutique one-off.
Okay. Well, that's good. They're accepting the stores. Yeah.
They love it. They're like, I just feel like they're out in force to go, come get your
card,
pleasurable goods
and at a discount rate and give us 5% back.
Everybody wins. Yeah. Like a generous lover.
This one, Ham, I liked. Night Vision Australia is the name of the store.
Great.
If you want to get yourself some night vision, I thought you might like
so it. Funny you bring that up. A couple of weeks ago was my son's birthday. Yeah. And
great cake, by the way.
Appreciate that.
I thought it was one of his best, Jacko.
Easily, yeah. By
definition.
Looks great.
Yeah.
So, but here's on the present front, right? Mm. I got a few presents from just a few little ones. Zoe was like, I organized a few things. She's like, I found these walkie-talkies and night vision goggles. I said, oh, honey, whoa. Let me have a look at that.
Yeah.
Because this is not your department. No offense. You're in charge of a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
But surely walkie-talkies and night vision, you've got an expert in the house.
Yeah.
She shows me the walkie-talkies. I went, oh, honey, this is Mickey Mouse shit.
Yeah.
This is kid stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
She's like, well, he's turning six. I went, true, but... These are toys.
Yep.
Like, she's like, yeah, that it's for a 6-year-old. I wish you'd have talked to me because I can get you much better walkie-talkies than this. And the night vision goggles. She goes, look at these night vision goggles. I said, oh, this will be good because no offense, but you have no idea what you're doing in this realm. Yeah. Look at it. They're night mission goggles.
Oh.
And I went, I don't think we give them to him. These won't work.
Yep.
They're a gimmick. And they are a gimmick. You put them on to do a mission at night. There's zero extra visibility. You know, I wanted to get Navy SEAL ones, which has got the four, four spectrums on them. But
you know where to go now.
Yeah, can't wait.
It's in Alexandria in Sydney. Night Vision.
I promise you, they won't be selling you night mission goggles,
and you'll get yourself the discount,
military grade, I hope.
As well as Murray River Caravan Hire. Therefore, you can get a discount there as well.
Absolutely, anyway. Go to the caravan park at night. Heard a funny noise? Night vision on. I reckon there would be a huge overlap between night vision aficionados and caravan owners.
So many great stores coming forth and offering the discount. We thank them. We're going to put them all up at the website.
Great.
It's hamishandandy.com/loyalty, I believe.
Yep.
Jack, I understand you had some good news.
Well, almost. I bought coffee beans for my wife. And then after I left, the guy slipped into my DMs on Instagram and said, just so you know, we do accept the Hamish and loyalty card. You could have had the discount.
Not quite yet because the cards aren't out.
But
that's still good news.
It's like it's a reverse mystery shopper, isn't it? A mystery store.
Hey, here's the conundrum for us.
Yep.
There's so far, to my account, 24,210 people registered.
That's loyalty.
That's for the card.
Yep. And that's taking out the Mr. Dick Noses. And
that's full removal.
Monsieur Testicles.
Yes, yes. All anatomy removed.
Yep.
This is challenging on the budget for you and I.
Not my department.
I know. That's why I said to you, hey, we have got problems here. And I said, if it gets to 10 to 15,000, we're going to have real problems with regards to how much money we've got in the joint account.
Yeah.
Now we're at 24,000.
So because we've sailed past that number, am I to believe we got through the problem patch?
No. These are monies.
Which is a relief.
These are monies owing.
You did say 10 to 15 would be problems. Now we're 10,000 past the problem patch.
Yeah. Mega problem. We can't,
I find that confusing.
Okay. it's going to be tens of thousands of dollars costing us.
Saved?
No. Costed. No. So
always worth a shot.
Do we want to cap it?
Right.
Now, I had proposed to you some weeks back a cap at 15.
And it was pending, wasn't it?
It was pending. You said you'd come back to me. Yep. You went, you bought a copper sphere.
Not yet.
Not yet.
But haven't bought the copper sphere yet. Now you're telling me I might have to buy it today if I want to use the joint account. It seems like the levy has broken.
Yeah. So you got caught up in
I have been distracted. Mm. Look, I understand what you're saying. We obviously can't make infinity cards. Mm.
Can I throw this at you?
Yep.
I know we don't want to put another sponsor message on the card, and I agree. Yep. It's not that because it's all stores. But there is a letter that goes out with the card. Could we have a little billboard on that is open for sale?
Wow.
And the billboard on the letter is bought.
Yep.
And then the letter goes out. And we don't even have to mention the company that buys it on the podcast.
No, so it's like a direct mailing.
It's just a mailer. It's old school. It's bloody old school. But that might be able to just cover the costs.
It is very old school, isn't it?
Yeah. Cover the costs of the cards and mail service. Because you understand, just even sending.
Yes, 25,000 stamps.
It's $1.50 just to send it, let alone.
No, but put it upstairs on Julie's desk.
I know, we can't put 24,000.
That's what I've done for 10 years in this building.
I know, but 24,000. And she's not even in at the moment because no one's obviously working. Mm,
she won't notice.
From the building. 24,000 letters she'll notice. Oh. So I don't want to ruin the integrity of the card.
I understand.
No one can sponsor the card, but they can sponsor the letter that accompanies the card on a dedicated billboard box.
We put another letter in. So it's on a separate letter.
That's more printing. That's more printing.
And Julie to do it.
Julie doesn't do it. Can it be on the same letter, please?
What if we just mention the company? We do a PS.
So there's no.
It's not a billboard. We're not selling like a giant, you know.
Yeah. I mean, like tiny.
Yeah,
like it's billboards. There's nothing that says a billboard has to be. Is there? That has to be big.
So it's like a banner ad for a letter.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if this has been done before, yeah. Jackie.
Why are you so strict on it, though?
I want to mess with the integrity of the card.
Yeah. No, but it's gonna be. Everyone will know it's separate. So you have your paragraph of explaining congratulations, you got your card. Imagine it's a little window down the bottom that.
Yeah. What about if this letter was brought to you by?
That's nice.
Yeah, so we were really
upfront. Letter sponsor.
We're really upfront about it. It's the letter sponsor.
I think people will be fine with the letter sponsor.
Yeah.
Okay. The letter sponsor.
Okay.
Now, does that mean we're going uncapped, or we do cap? Do we cap it at 25,000 to go? Because the only reason I'd support a cap is to go. Mate,
it's probably already past 25.
Okay, yeah. Well, whatever you want the cap to be. The only reason I'd support a cap, let's say 30,000 then, is to go, if you're not in the first 30,000, how loyal are you?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to sound like Donald Trump here, but it's a loyalty test to see if you could register within the first 30,000. Or do we save 100? Because I know people listen to this in delay.
Okay, we cap it at 29,900, is that what you're saying?
Drive away. And we have 100 left. And if you apply then in the next 6 to 12 months after that, there's a lottery. And you could win one of the last 100 loyalty cards.
Yes, that's great.
That's how we'll go.
Okay, good luck.
Good luck, everyone. And before we go, I'd love to float this with you guys. It's a special skill. Not one we can test today, but one I'd be interested to seeing. If A, you want to test it,
if
we're interested in this power, and B, I think there's going to be some logistical discussion about how we test it.
Okay.
He actually writes in with, he's a young man called Darcy, writes in with two powers. The one I won't go for here, unless you're grabbed by this, okay. is I can hear an animal sound and know the animal. Obviously not every animal. Which I think diminishes the power somewhat.
Yeah, yeah.
And excluding silent animals. So if we were to show him, I suppose, you know, like a snake without the hiss.
Yeah. That doesn't.
So you can't hear a silent animal.
He grabbed me, but then his conditions.
Obviously not every animal.
His conditions definitely lost me.
No. So I'll go with the other one he wrote in, which was his premium skill. Mm. Joins us on the phone. Darcy, how are you, mate?
Ahoy, boys. Ahoy. Doing good.
Ahoy to you,
ahoy,
friend.
Darcy. Darcy, you write in here. I'll give the sentence to Andy and then you let me know if we've got this right or wrong. Before urinating, I can guess the duration of that urination within the second.
Wow.
So you front up to the toilet now and you sort of go mentally, I assume, or maybe you yell it out to the house. 45?
Oh, no. It's in the head, you know.
Yep.
It can range anywhere from 5 to 30. I'll just go, oh, five? Yeah, I'm feeling it.
5's a crazy.
This will be, you know. For example,
five's your dad telling you to just do it just in case way before we go to the shops.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I make my son
do.
Just
in case. And you're going, oh, this is a 7-seconder, and you just whip it out and go.
Okay.
You're done.
definitely familiar
with
that.
You can adjust. I'm sure.
Oh, you reckon you can pinch and.
Well, not, yeah.
Like curling.
Yeah, yeah.
Speed it up, slow it down.
You can adjust the length of your wheeze, as in duration.
Sure, I see.
Just,
I can.
Just with regards to how hard
volume.
Hard you might be pushing, etc.
Trying to put it behind me.
We've proven, Ham, you came out all guns blazing in the initial pee off.
I mean, that was just my
broke the scale.
But yes, I did.
That wasn't natural, mate.
That was natural.
You told me afterwards that you nearly hurt yourself.
Yeah, that was my natural power that I hurt myself because I held the wee for so long.
You were trying to flow as hard as you could, maximum pressure.
I unleashed the gates and applied the muscle.
Yes, but I'm saying
that was superior. Thank you. But
superior penis, man.
Again, Darth, appreciate that. Thank you. And you're not wrong, but I am trying to put it behind me. Interesting. So your argument here is, Andrew, no challenge because you think he could.
I think it's tough because it's like when someone goes, I'm going to try and get home without stopping at a red light. Mm. And then they see that the lights are changing and they slow down so much and they roll. And, oh, yes, it's green again.
Sounds boring.
You know, and I think that's exactly what can happen.
Are you doing this, Dust? Do you have – what's your pelvic floor control?
It's about honing my skills. So I'm not gonna lie to myself. I want to get, you know, as good as possible at this skill. I'm still going. I'm not an amateur anymore. Mm. But, you know, I'm getting better and I don't want to lie to myself. If I'm guessing a number,
yeah,
and I get it wrong.
I know, but my problem, my problem is it weighs way too much on the competitor, to be honest.
Now
that he's not clinching, unless we can set up some kind of electrode to find out how.
Yeah, we make you take a bunch of muscle relaxants. So it really is just draining out. Muscle relaxants, then we get a sort of an improvised massage table with the hole in the middle. And we put a bucket underneath. Now, you are only 18, so that's going to obviously raise some questions if your mum walks in. So we won't do that.
No, I don't think we can.
Dust, in your mind, in your version of this skill, is it you sort of off the pressure of your bladder, you've honed your guessing skill to be able to go, I know from this pressure I'm feeling that this is a 22-second wee.
Yeah, exactly that.
And how are you timing it?
Mississippi's.
Which is the way.
Yeah, that's the professional measurement.
Okay, that does change the calculus a bit. That does change this a bit. To Andy's point.
I'm sure I can do it.
Yeah. No, mate, but you're doing your Mississippi's and you...
To Andy's point, it does seem a lot like the user is in control of the final result here. It does take a bit of the scientific rigor out, doesn't it?
Okay, it's a no from me. Mm. It's been a great discussion. Jacko, where you sitting got it? There's too many variables here.
Would you be willing to come back for the animal skill?
No silent animals.
No, we wouldn't do
a silent animal.
But again, I don't think... What led you to believe that you'd be great with the animal skill?
Oh, I've done it before.
What was the animal?
Not a snake. It was a... What was it? I think people have just put up animal because I've proclaimed the skill to crowds before, mainly just the family.
Yeah.
And
crowds.
They've gone all right and tested me.
Yeah.
And
can you remember any animals that you got?
Oh, now that I think of it, they're pretty recognizable animals, but...
Yeah.
Like, are we talking Old MacDonald level? Like, would they feature in the song Old MacDonald Had a Farm?
Oh.
Okay, I'm going to play a sound to you
off my
phone.
Okay, here we go, live. Here we go. This is your audition. Andy's playing. Okay.
What's that?
Jesus. Oh, can I have an action replay, please?
Yep.
Here we go.
That is a... sorry, just running it through. Hang on.
Running it through.
Through what?
The system, run it through the system.
Yeah,
yep. One Mississippi.
That is a...
Two Mississippi.
Yep.
Three Mississippi.
No, slower than that, slower than that.
Yeah.
Four Mississippi.
Okay.
Can I that is a macaque.
No, it's an otter. But
second guess.
Okay,
so, Darcy, we'll leave it there. But thank you, and no,
thank you, mate. Great,
you won't be required.
Worth, certainly worth the check-in. Great to catch up with you, mate.
Okay, thanks. See you.
Cheers.
Thanks for listening. The Hamish and Andy podcast will return next week. Catch up or contribute at hamishandandy.com.
Listener.